The battle for the Kidman cattle empire is heating up. A group comprising some of the country's biggest outback graziers has told the ABC it will lodge an all-Australian bid for S. Kidman & Co. this weekend, and that it will be offering more than Gina Rinehart and her Chinese business partner, a sum likely to be around $385 million. More from National Rural and Regional correspondent Dominic Schwartz.
Many champions of keeping Australian farmland in Australian hands have been cheering since mining magnate and cattle queen Gina Rinehart announced her majority Australian bid for S. Kidman & Co., the pastoral company which holds 2.5% of the country's agricultural land. But Mrs. Rinehart's Hancock Prospecting and her bid partner, Shanghai Cred, now look like coming up against an entirely homegrown offer, and one that promises to be more generous.
We intend to put a bid in that will be absolutely competitive. It will be more than what the current bid is on the table, and we would expect the Kidman board to treat that with due respect.
That's syndicate member Sterling Buntine, a cattle baron with stations across Western Australia and the Northern Territory. He's teamed up with fellow big-name pastoralists Malcolm Harris from New South Wales, South Australia's Tom Brinkworth, and Viv Oldfield from Alice Springs. They're likely to be offering $385 million for the whole Kidman business, which would be about $5 million more than analysts say the Australian-Chinese bid is worth. The syndicate's main advantage is that its offer doesn't need Australian foreign investment approval, but its plans to carve up the empire could be a negative for the Kidman family shareholders.
We've got properties in areas that are quite close to the Kidman properties, and we would be looking to break the properties up to complement our existing portfolios. It's a more efficient use of staff and plant.
While syndicate members would continue to run their own operations, Mr. Buntine says all would market their cattle and beef through S. Kidman & Co., growing the brand internationally.
We think that we can do credit for the Kidman name. We think that they'd be very proud of what we plan to do with their company. And passing it back through to Australian families, that land, is certainly nothing that Sid Kidman would be ashamed of.
Politician Bob Catter, a vocal opponent of foreign ownership who did not embrace the Rinehart bid with its one-third foreign shareholding, is thrilled a truly local offer will soon be on the table.
I love these blokes. You know, the land belongs to who tills it, and it belongs to Australians. And it's the Australian way that we own our own land.
But determining the new owners of the Kidman land would still be a long process.
Rural and regional correspondent Dominic Schwartz.